You are listening to the Holistic Travel Nurse Podcast. I'm hoping that I will have a co-host real soon as I start really just ramping these out. But I have a little voice for you, and then we'll talk. Let me see if I can get it from the beginning. It's hard when you'd want to hit the play and start it from the beginning. So let's go. You'll know this voice.
Hello, friends. So, I got back from the road Saturday night, feeling very weary. I had a headache, and I just felt just run down. And just to be cautious, I separated from my family, slept in a different part of the house, and throughout the night, I got fevers and sweats, and I knew what was going on. So, I got up in the morning, got tested, and turns out I got COVID. So we immediately threw the kitchen sink at it, all kinds of meds, monoclonal antibodies, ivermectin, Z-Pak, prednisone, everything. And I also got an NAD drip and a vitamin drip, and I did that 3 days in a row. And so here we are on Wednesday, and I feel great. I really only had one bad day. Sunday sucked, but Monday was better. Tuesday felt better than Monday, and today I feel good. I actually feel pretty fucking good. That's the good news. The bad news is
that's the rest of his show. Friday, I guess he always, you listen to, that was Joe Rogan, got COVID. And he goes, I threw the kitchen sink at it. I did ivermectin, IV vitamins, da-da-da-da. It's funny because, like, that's someone who knows, who's in the know. And all these sad people that go to a white coat, because that's my new name for some people that I will just call them by that, white coats. Because the white coat people are the God complex, all-knowing, this is the way it needs to be, vitamins are a waste of money, da-da-da-da. Let me tell you this. Let me go back and repeat my story over and over again. Let me tell you my story. Let me tell you my family story. My kid was sick, and I'm sure she got sick because of jabs, many, many times of jabs, weakened her immune system. It was not even changing a kid's diet. It was adding all these natural things. And I already tried elderberry, all these things at the store. It wasn't until we started the oils and got on supplements that we actually felt better. Now the supplement train that I think about is ridiculous. Now I'm learning, like, there are so many amazing companies and supplementation that you can be using to aiding your body in feeling better, in less, like, you know, aches and joints and things like that. And that and then there's some that are great for just boosting the immune system. I can't even stress that I've done so much about vitamin D. It's not even freaking funny. I just went in today to an alternative medicine PA that I see. Damn, she's fabulous. She is fabulous. She has to be one of the best I have ever seen. Ever. And she works her tail feather off because she has two clinics. She has an alternative clinic. And she just told me, because I was like, gosh, you know, my heart is to be working in something like what you are doing and be a part of it. But I'm also traveling and going to go here, going to go there. And I go, in time, God, if that's what God wants me to do. And she said she was just hiring a nurse who was a massage therapist, who knows more, a little bit more than me. So it makes me think, oh, I'm ready to, you know, keep my skills up and get more certifications on natural things and herbalism and reflexology and more massage. And I know the oils and more on the supplementation, just educate myself more, not just for me, but so that I am a good health coach to those that are wanting to pursue the things that they want with their health. Because if you want good health and you want to stay healthy, you have to pursue it. You can't just go back into the days where you trusted the white coats. When I trust that, I went through that generation, and we see that generation of elderly that just trust their white coats. And because of that, I was on way too many antibiotics as a kid. I ruined my gut with that. And my kid is off all the inhalers. And we have gone through four nebulizer machines. Okay. four nebulizer machines. I heard every abnormal lung sound pretty much on my kid, besides Ronk Eye, those out there nurses, on my own child beforehand, before on anybody else. And so I dove into it. And when it comes to like supplementation, I will try the stuff on myself first before I go, okay, I'm going to recommend it. But I know that everybody's body is different. Like, you manipulate your genes with the lifestyle that you have. And you also do that with the bacteria you are already carrying around and you want to have good flora in your gut. Like, she just gave me, I got pellets in my rear. I got some hormones to see if that helps me feel better. And I was talking about my husband's issues and like this product that I found, where I've talked about heavy metal detox, and I just found another one, and I'm like, I'm super fascinated about those. And she was cool about that. So maybe I'll bring in some information about that. Maybe she'll add it in. But then she told me about this other product that she has, and I'm like, okay, well, I'm not totally out it. Let's try it. I mean, we are going to do this product too. The combination of them aren't going to be harmful. Matter of fact, when I got my vitamin D, it was 51. And I was like, whoa, I am on some vitamins. She goes, no, I want you on 10,000. And I'm like, oh my God, I am not taking, I don't think, 10,000. Now I got to go look at my vitamin D and see how much I'm taking of that. I'm like trying to take up to 5,000 vitamin C every day, helping my body get rid of things, because vitamin C is your, and then not to mention my oils are everywhere. They're next to my bed. They're in my pockets at work. I can't keep them in the car, but they go wherever I go. Certain ones go wherever I go. And then there are so many other things. My supplementation is far and beyond, and it has to be that way because I feel the best when I am supplementing. I'm super, super, super interested in the IV that he talked about. When you're not feeling well, the IV nutrition wise, just give you that boost. You know, when I had my mercury all out of my mouth, they did IV vitamin C, and I was like, that's so cool. And then if they did glutathione, they didn't do that. I did coffee enemas to get my glutathione level up, but you can also get an IV. I mean, this lady does a shot where you can just get an IM shot, some vitamins, and just to boost, keep your immune system boosted. There are so many incredible natural things, and or also supplementation or IV even supplementation, that are more towards not causing you harm than a pharmaceutical, that will do your body so much good. I mean, I read Dirty Genes, and he's a naturopath and talks about gene expression, and I was like, oh my gosh. And he talks about like methylating well, and it's very good, and he breaks it down pretty well, and I'm like, oh wow, okay, cool. And that's the cool thing, is we're not God, but we are just trying to figure out what we feel best in supplementation and turning off the bad genes and keeping the good genes flowing in our body. So I hope that you get not just tons of information on this podcast that is thoughtful information about what's going the heck on in the world right now, because I get bombarded with it. I completely get bombarded with it. I listened to two other podcasts on the way and heard some White Coats on another podcast put some posts out on Twitter or their social media and just like trying to talk people into the vaccine. And so I do have that video.
In Nashville.
Well, let me find that video and then we'll talk about that. Give me a second.
In winter, we're going to see a lot of deaths in the vaccinated due to antibody-dependent enhancement and vaccine reactions. But the government needs to formulate their plan on how they'll blame anti-vaxxers for this rather than the vaccine itself. So what's their plan? Booster shots. As soon as that booster shot is released, anyone who ends up dead but doesn't have that third dose will be considered an unvaccinated COVID death. We're already seeing this with the two-dose protocol. If you die after one vaccine, you're considered an unvaccinated COVID death. If you die after two vaccines, but before the two-week period it takes to mount an immune response, you're considered an unvaccinated COVID death. So it only makes sense that if you don't get that third dose and you die, you'll be officially counted as an unvaccinated COVID death. Learn how the game works, my friend.
Interesting. Learn how the game works. Learn how the game works. Gosh, I was like, yeah. She put that so well. I was like, I think that was on TikTok that she did a video on. I don't even have TikTok, so I'm glad that these things get out, and then I get it on Telegram in the massive amount of different Telegram groups I'm in, and there's so much information and intel and things that are being dropped. The truth, because the censorship, and it makes me upset at times, and I'm extremely prayerful at times, because I just hard to watch people being treated like trash and knowing exactly kind of what's going on, and you have the inside scoop, and then like, God, what do you want me to do with that? You know, how do I help people? And so this is why I have this podcast out. There is another one that is on TikTok that I'm opening up right now that is part one. All right, listen to this.
Dr. Reiner Fulnick is the public frontman for an international team comprised of hundreds of lawyers and medical experts who have begun legal proceedings over the CDC, the WHO, and the Davos Group for committing crimes against humanity. The protocol for the PCR test given by the WHO and the CDC was knowingly set to a level that guaranteed 100% false positives or false negatives. So there is no pandemic. This is all about getting people to take the shot. Their argument is that we are at the very least being subjected to an illegal experiment, and at the worst, global genocide. Dr. Fulnick points out how the experimental jab is in clear violation of all 10 of the Nuremberg Codes, which carry the penalty of death for those who violate them. Number one, voluntary consent is absolutely essential. There should be no intervention or any element of force, fraud, deceit, duress, or any form of constraint or coercion. By definition, a vaccine must provide immunity to the virus, protect recipients from getting the virus, reduce deaths, infections, circulation, and transmission of the virus. We are told the experimental jab does none of these, yet they fraudulently call it a vaccine. As far as duress, constraint, and coercion, it's everywhere. If you want your life back, get the shot. Number two, the experiment should be such as to yield fruitful results unprocurable by other methods. The most fruitful method would be a healthy immune system, which can be achieved through good health and natural supplements such as vitamin D, vitamin C, and zinc. But the people are not being told this. In fact, those who point it out are being vilified and silenced. Number three, the experiment should be designed and based on the results of animal experimentation. This experimental jab skipped animal testing. Number four, the experiment should be so conducted as to avoid all unnecessary physical and mental suffering and injury. According to official reports, there are already thousands of deaths and over a quarter million injuries from this experiment. Number five, no experiment should be conducted where there is an a priori reason to believe that death or disabling injury will occur. Past trials have shown a strong possibility that these new spike proteins will cause a body to attack itself. This is known as antibody-dependent enhancement, or ADE. And recent...
All right, so that's part one. Oops. It just goes to... Hold on, I have to part two. Give me a second. I don't have the TikTok. I don't have these things. So trying to get sometimes the second parts and the things that I find is not always so easy. And the dings in the background, I'm sorry. I get notifications. I'm trying to turn them off, but I've got to keep... Oh, let me see if I turn that off. If that will help with the... Let's see if the part two shall work. And then what do you do with all this information? You have to go to DuckDuckGo to start doing the dig. There's Telegram. Thank God for Telegram. Okay. So let's listen to part two of this.
Siri. Physical and mental suffering and injury. According to official reports, There are already thousands of deaths and over a quarter million injuries from this experiment. Number five, no experiment should be conducted where there is an a priori reason to believe that death or disabling injury will occur. Past trials have shown a strong possibility that these new spike proteins will cause a body to attack itself. This is known as antibody-dependent enhancement, or ADE. And recent doctors have blown the whistle that this could end up killing everybody who's been vaccinated in the next 2 years. Number six, the risk should never exceed the benefit. COVID-19 has a 98 to 99% survival rate, less deadly than the seasonal flu. The experimental jab is already the most dangerous vaccine in VAERS 30-year history. Number seven, proper preparations should be made and adequate facilities provided to protect the experimental subject against even remote possibilities of injury, disability, or death. There were no preparations made. There are no facilities. The subject shows up for their shot and goes home. Number eight, the experiment should be conducted only by scientifically qualified persons. This experiment has been exclusively run by politicians, the media, celebrities, and big pharma bureaucrats. Number nine, the subject should be at liberty to bring the experiment to an end. Thousands of medical experts have attempted to end this madness, and their voices continue to be silenced. Number 10, the experiment must be brought to an end if resulting in injury or death. And yet, the experiment pushes on. Once again, those who violate these international laws are subject to the death penalty. Legal proceedings are moving forward and evidence is being collected. Whistleblowers are directed to contact the international team at www.securewhistleblower.com. This is likely the biggest crime ever committed against the world population. And the question is, do we still have a judicial system to exact justice? For Infowars.com, this is Greg Reese.
All right, so, that was from Infowars. And some people have told me, Infowars aren't good. Whoops. So, I don't know. You have to just take everything with what you're hearing and what I'm sharing and everything that you might hear. And again, do your own research into what's going on. And then you have to be on it when it comes to protecting your own health, mind, body, soul, and spirit. Because we live in a huge age where it's just false information everywhere. And it's super sad, but it's the truth. And I don't even know what to say about that, of like, how do you go into that and anywho, it's just that it just irritates me and it bothers me to no end. And I just did my medical exemption, my religious exemption, and my affidavit for my employer, but they haven't like completely requesting it as much, so I'm not going to be full on guns until I need to be, you know. It's tread lightly, it's do what you can for helping people. And I have people that are sharing so much with me. Okay, here's something that someone else, the U.S. corporated exported, somebody sent me something. I'm trying to get more stuff where people are sending me things, so let me see. I have something that says, former CIA offer turn QAnon conspiracy theorist dies of COVID-19. Oh, that's Robert Day Steele. Yep. Yeah, we know. Robert David Steele died just a couple days ago from when I'm recording this. You might hear it a different time. So she told me Prophecy Watchers. That's another one. Prophecy Watchers and YouTube. So I'll have to look into these and see if they're worth putting out here. And I'll look into these, all these different things that people send me. People just ding and sent me something else. Oh, man. Gosh, my friend is really struggling in a different state than where I am at. Here's another one. Let me send the, and we'll send this one and then be done. Oh, that's all about remembering the names of people, and they blocked it all on Facebook. That's a whole other thing. The way our military is being treated. Oh, I'm not surprised. Come on now, guys. Our government has gone rogue. They don't protect you. They're not. Don't have your best interest in heart. You have to put your best interest in heart. So I hope that you're doing what you can and that you have a regimen that works for you. Like, there's multiple avenues. If you don't, I'm willing to reach out to you and chat with you more about this. So I'm going to, this seems kind of urgent. My friend messaging me right now, and I'm going to get off and end this one early and try to help a friend. That's what you try to do. Try to help a friend. I hope you get some love, and Lord, we just ask you just to for my listeners to be supported wherever they are globally, and that they're well informed, and that they become diggers and researchers, and that they are doing little simple things to move the needle in their health in the right direction, and they are trusting in you more than what they see on TV. And they're being good researchers. And so I'm just going to lift them up. And I'm just going to thank you for that. And Lord, let the ears of the people who need to hear this be heard. Let my podcast bless those who need to be blessed. Please share this with other people so others can be inspired to seek out some truth.